Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
And returning now to this morning's big story in sport, the return of Jose Mourinho to the Premier League. He's the new Tottenham Hotspur manager, announced less than 12 hours after the news broke that their previous manager, Mauricio Pochettino, has been sacked. On the line now, Kevin Palmer, sports writer with the Sunday World and independent.ie. Good morning, Kevin. Is this a good morning, despite what Pascal Donohue has been tweeting? Is this a good morning for Spurs fans?
Look, I can't see this at all, Sean. And this has been bubbling up for the last two or three weeks. We've now discovered that the first talks with Mourinho happened maybe 3 weeks ago, they're saying, and that Pochettino was kind of a dead man walking in his job since then. And I just think that the way Mourinho operates and the way Tottenham operate, just they're not ever going to be compatible. And looking at the reaction of the Tottenham fans this morning, a lot of them are very disappointed that this man has come into their club. And it's quite bizarre in a way. You've got a two times Champions League winner here. You've got a guy who's won league titles in several countries. You've got a guy who's won trophies at every club he's been at. I mean, his record is magnificent, and I'm fortunate enough to have been with the Sunday World for 20 years now, and I was around Jose Mourinho when he first came in to Chelsea back in 2004, and the man we met then was an absolute charmer. He went around the room, shook hands with everybody. He was smiling, he was happy, he had a glint in his eye, he had that little bit of cheekiness about him that we all kind of fell in love with, and if you remember back then, he was the idol of the London sports media. But that's all changed in recent years. He's been scarred by some of the things that have happened to him at Chelsea in the first stint, certainly scarred by what happened at Real Madrid, where he was kind of run out of town almost. And then the second experience at Chelsea, despite winning the Premier League title in 2015, a bad end to what happened there, and then what happened at Manchester United obviously was painful for him and embarrassing, he would argue. So it's interesting how damaged he's become considering his record.
Let's just remind ourselves though to some of the very positive views of this manager. Here's a snapshot of Jose Mourinho's career according to Jose himself.
Please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true. I'm European champion, so I'm not one of the bottle. I think I'm a special one.
What was the result? 3-0.
You lost
3-0. 3-0. Do you know what this means? 3 premierships, and I won more premierships alone than the other 19 managers together. 3 for me and 2 for them. Respect. Respect. Respect, man. Respect. Respect.
I'm also one of the greatest managers in the world. I won 8 titles. I am the only manager in the world that won Italy, Spain, and England. Not small titles, not small countries. 8 proper titles. My second position last season is one of my greatest achievements in football.
So, Kevin, have Spurs fans got more of that kind of talk to look forward to? Or do you think, you know, and you described the changes, the way his demeanour had altered since his early arrival. What are you expecting?
Do you know what? I think we're going to see from the first press conference tonight, because I was at his first press conference at Chelsea. I was at his second press conference at Chelsea, and he actually took us round the back of the stage, if you like, and we were sat around the table with him for half an hour, and he couldn't have been nicer. He was charming, he was smiling, he was so friendly and open to everybody. I think that's what he needs to be now, because you might remember when he went into Manchester United on the first day, and an incredible job Manchester United, and one he'd always wanted, and suddenly he has this job, and he turns up at the press conference. Honestly, he looks like he's had some bad news in the family overnight, because he just looks so desperately sad about the whole situation, and in a way his demeanour didn't change for the two and a bit years he was there, whilst living in a hotel in Manchester and not really, it felt like not taking the job almost seriously and waiting to be fired. So I think what he said to Sky in recent weeks, in a documentary particularly in the summer, that when he comes back he's going to be different, he's going to have that smile and that sort of little bit of glint in his eye again, and if he does do that, you never know, it could work. But I think the main problem for me with this appointment is that Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy is one of the most notorious guys in English football for holding on to his money and being cautious with it, and if you look at Jose's record, I mean he spends more in a weekend at Manchester United than Pochettino spent in 5.5 years. So that's going to be the problem, whether Levy's ready to change, and if he is ready to change, why didn't he do it with Pochettino in the summer? Why didn't he give Eriksen and Alderweireld and Vertonghen, the defenders, a new contract? They're out of contract in the summer. Harry Kane's been strongly linked to Real Madrid again in recent weeks. There's a lot going on there, and you look at somebody like Jose Mourinho and you wouldn't say he's the guy to sort of calm down a crisis. He's almost a guy to create one. So interesting times ahead, but from a media perspective, I have to say we're delighted, because having Jose back in the game
I'm
is
sure
great
you
fun,
are.
You
know? Now, Now, as we know, there's huge and intense rivalry between Spurs and Chelsea, which we could, I suppose, call Jose's spiritual home in England. How do you think Chelsea fans will react to this?
Well, it's a strange rivalry that I've spent. My mum and dad are Irish, but I spent my whole life in England. And the rivalry between Tottenham and Arsenal is the big one for Tottenham fans. But Chelsea and West Ham fans almost have a hatred or a dislike for Tottenham that's almost exclusive to them in a way. And that's become a little bit more intense in recent years since Chelsea have become a serious player, but partly due to Jose Mourinho and the money that he was allowed to spend there to turn them into a big club. But I think Chelsea fans almost got over Mourinho second time round. They had him and they could see that the trouble he caused basically in the final few months of his time there, despite the amazing success he brought. I mean, to win the Premier League title as quickly as he did at Chelsea second time round kind of highlights the brilliance of the man, and there's no doubt he's an incredible tactician.
Yeah, well, just on that point, I mean, you talked about his demeanour having changed over the years, but there seems to be a growing school of thought that his tactics have become maybe outdated.
Well, this is, I mean, it's a similar thing we had with Martin O'Neill with Ireland, and, you know, is winning football outdated? I mean, the problem for Martin was that it wasn't even winning in the end, but with Jose, it tends to have brought results. You look at what he did at Manchester United, and they didn't like the style of football, if you like, but they still won the Europa League, they still won the League Cup. So in 2 years, that is a pretty good effort. When you consider Tottenham haven't won anything since 2008 and haven't won the FA Cup since 1991 and haven't won the Premier League as it is now, or the First Division since 1961, Tottenham fans may well take anything they can get in terms of winning trophies. And that I think, is why Daniel Levy has gone for Mourinho, because he knows that everywhere he's been, he's brought a trophy. Now, if Mourinho was to win a couple of FA Cups at Tottenham and get them into the top four, I think the fans would be won over by that.
From an Irish perspective, might this be a bad appointment for Troy Parrott, our 17-year-old striker, given Mourinho's reputation for failing to give young players a deserved chance?
Well, he would argue, Mourinho, that he has given players a chance. I've been at several press conferences where he's told us that players like Scott McTominay at Manchester United, and he did have the odd young player at Chelsea that he tried to bring through. But I think, you know, this guy has a record for buying success in a way, and there's nothing wrong with that if you're at clubs that are willing to finance that. Now, Troy Parrott is a 17-year-old man. I've seen him up close and personal in a way, and he's an incredible athlete for a young man, and I don't think Mourinho is going to give him too much chance. So it wouldn't surprise me in January if they look to get Troy out on loan, but I know his agent quite well, and I don't think that would be the end of the world if he had a few months out on loan at the championship
and
division in England, maybe
going
scoring
back
a few goals
to,
and doing well.
Sorry, going back to Pochettino, reports this morning of a figure of £12 million pounds as a settlement. What do you think, or where do you think his future lies? One of the most highly rated managers in the world just 6 months ago. Let's not talk about the last few months.
Rumours of him going to Arsenal. How about that, Sean? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? I mean, in a way, I think managers getting sacked these days, it used to be a degree of embarrassment around. I was with Chris Hughton a few weeks ago for a big interview in the Sunday World, and we were talking about the embarrassment almost of getting fired, and I don't think that's there anymore because of these ridiculous payouts in a way. There can't be many jobs in the world where you get £12 million to go away and do nothing for a few months, but that's basically what Pochettino's been offered to do, and I think he'll end up at Manchester United. That's my guess. I don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will see out the season. That would be my loose prediction. I've thought that all the way through. And the only sort of fly in the ointment there could be that Real Madrid could be a club that have come in for Pochettino on two or three occasions, that they could possibly come back in for him once again. But I think Manchester United want Pochettino. I think it's somewhere where he's always been sort of attracted to. He's a big fan of Alex Ferguson and what he did there. He had a lunch with Ferguson 2 or 3 years back in London that caused a lot of attention. When the press were outside watching the two of them get together just before Mourinho was appointed at Manchester United. So I think within 12 months, I would expect to see Pochettino at Old Trafford, and I think he'd be a good fit for that club.
We'll be keeping an eye on that and perhaps talking to you again, Kevin Palmer, sports writer, I should say, with the Sunday World and independent.ie. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.